The agency will divide more than $1.9 million between eligible employees in 2015 compared to last year's $1.74 million. UTA spokesman Remy Barron says 2013 was successful for UTA and its employees.
We started the Provo South Front Runner line in December of 2012 and then three rail lines this past year, as well as coming in almost $7 million under budget. So a lot of people met their goals, succeeded, and received bonuses.
Barron noted the board recently revised UTA's policy to add several hundred more employees to the incentive program. That's why he says the board set aside more money for the program this year than last, even though the agency only met 73% of its goals this year.
Next year's payout of incentive pay won't be quite what it was this year because 100% of the goals were not achieved like they were last year.
Over the past year, UTA came up short in its goals of improving ridership by 4% and maintaining the tax subsidy per ride below a certain level. The agency will decide how much money individual employees will receive later this year. The board has to approve any bonus over $8,000. Whitney Evans, KUER News.